Soldiers faced off in the frozen heights of Ladakh in May 2020, the first gunfire between India and China in nearly half a century. Halfway across the world, the United States launched its Clean Network Initiative to wall off Chinese influence from 5G infrastructure. India banned TikTok and dozens of other Chinese apps overnight. What connected these seemingly scattered events? They were all opening moves in a new kind of global conflict, one where lines of code matter more than lines on a map, where data flows replace oil pipelines as strategic assets, and where a single tech company can wield more influence than most nations. Welcome to the Great Tech Game, a contest that will determine not just which countries prosper, but what kind of world we'll inhabit. History doesn't repeat, but it certainly rhymes. Every era of human civilization has been defined by a dominant force that reshapes everything. Who holds power, who creates wealth, who writes the rules? The agricultural revolution gave us the first economic surpluses, which created the first kings and the first armies. Trade networks followed, turning obscure ports like ancient Dilmun into glittering centers of wealth. The Trojan War wasn't really about Helen's face. It was about Troy's chokehold on the Hellespont, the gateway between two seas and two economies. Fast forward through centuries of shifting dominance, Roman roads, Islamic trade routes, Mongol highways that connected the Mediterranean to China. Each transition brought new winners. Then came the colonial era, when Western Europe, long stuck on civilization's periphery, leveraged new technologies and financial innovations to dominate the globe. The British East India Company commanded twice as many soldiers as Britain's own army. When industrialization arrived, it created the Great Divergence, an economic chasm between the West and everyone else that seemed unbridgeable. America's rise followed the same playbook. The nation adopted transformative technologies with breathtaking speed. In just 60 years, electrification went from novelty to near universality in American cities. This technological embrace, combined with innovative institutions and rule of law, catapulted America to 20th century dominance. The lesson? Each new global game builds on mastery of the previous one. Winners adapt fastest and build institutions fitted to their era's dominant forces. Today, we're witnessing another such transition, from industrial capitalism to something fundamentally different. Drive through India, and you'll see human economic history layered like geological strata. Ancient farms, industrial factories, gleaming tech campuses. Digital markets operate by different rules than physical ones. While physical marketplaces feature dozens of competing shops, digital platforms like Facebook become more valuable as more people join. Network effects create winner-take-all dynamics. Serving 1 million users, or 1 billion, costs roughly the same, making oligopolies the natural state of digital markets. Data flows are the new trade routes, growing 150-fold in 15 years and dwarfing traditional goods flows. Just as ancient Egypt and Italy prospered as trade hubs, today's tech centers, San Francisco, Bangalore, Shenzhen, thrive by controlling data flows. The stakes are enormous. 5G technology alone could add $500 billion to US GDP and create 3 million jobs. Technology accounts for over 75% of economic expansion in developed economies. Big tech's dominance is unprecedented. Seven super platforms, Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, Google, Facebook, Tencent, Alibaba, account for nearly two-thirds of total market value among tech companies. Yet this wealth flows primarily to institutional investors and the already wealthy. Only 14% of American families directly own stocks. Economic leadership has always migrated, from China to Italian city-states, to Britain, to America. Now, another shift unfolds. Unlike the Industrial Revolution, the Digital Revolution offers less industrialized nations unique opportunities to boost productivity through technology adoption. But having internet users isn't enough. What matters is ownership of infrastructure, technologies, code, and data. Over 90% of the world's data centers cluster in wealthy countries, with the US and China dominating 90% of the largest tech firms and 75% of cloud computing capacity. Yet, catching up isn't impossible. The East Asian tigers closed the gap despite starting far behind. countries can leapfrog technologies. India skipped landlines for mobile phones. But advancing requires comprehensive strategies addressing digital infrastructure, market size, capital, entrepreneurial talent, and R&D spending. Some nations pursue generalist approaches, like the U.S. Others follow niche strategies. Singapore positions itself as a digital entrepot. Ireland attracts big tech with low taxes. This transition offers unique opportunities for nations to carve roles in emerging value chains if they assess their strengths realistically. Geopolitics has shifted from territorial control to technological dominance. Nations now prioritize information infrastructure, undersea cables, data centers, cloud networks, over traditional assets. History provides precedent. Britain's 19th century telegraph monopoly became the strategic backbone to the empire. The day after declaring war in 1914, Britain cut Germany's cables, isolating their opponents. Today's technology silk routes comprise approximately 400 oceanic cables spanning 1.2 million kilometers, carrying over 95% of global internet traffic. American tech giants dominate. Google owns over 100,000 kilometers of submarine cables, nearly 10% globally, while Facebook controls about 92,000 kilometers. These cables represent critical yet vulnerable infrastructure. Major economic sectors would snap to a halt if disrupted. The SWIFT network alone transmits over $10 trillion daily across these cables. The US and China battle strategically over this network. When the Pacific Light Cable Network project sought to connect the US, Philippines, Taiwan, and Hong Kong, US security agencies blocked it, citing Chinese espionage concerns, demonstrating how technology has transformed geopolitical competition. The U.S. and China understand that technology isn't just driving power, it is power. China sees a rare historic opportunity to dominate 5G, robotics, AI, and smart city infrastructure, aiming to become the world's premier technology power by 2050. Through the Digital Silk Road, Chinese companies have expanded globally, with Huawei and ZTE powering nearly two-thirds of 5G networks outside China. The U.S. is countering with investment reviews, executive orders blocking Chinese military technology financing, and surveillance tech restrictions. Beyond this visible battle lies a crucial contest over technical standards, the protocols operationalizing emerging technologies. Standards drive profit. IBM earned decades of licensing revenue after its PC standards became industry norms. China's Standards 2035 initiative has secured numerous leadership positions in key organizations. The AI revolution promises unprecedented productivity gains, functioning as the electricity of our era. Venture capitalist Kai-Fu Mi predicts a bipolar AI world led by China and the U.S., the only nations possessing essential ingredients: robust venture capital, massive user bases, abundant data, talented entrepreneurs, and AI researchers. Whoever leads in AI will shape humanity's future. Personal devices and data growth have created espionage avenues that make traditional spycraft obsolete. Cyber warfare now tops U.S. intelligence threat assessments, a shift as dramatic as the Soviet nuclear bomb test. Cyber weapons are cheap, hidden, and can remotely disrupt phones, electrical grids, and satellites. Unlike conventional warfare, they enable sophisticated attacks from nations like North Korea, make digitally advanced countries more vulnerable, complicate attribution, allow easy weapon theft, and exist in a gray area between war and peace. Major incidents reveal their impact. The Colonial Pipeline attack shut down pipelines carrying 45% of East Coast fuel, costing $4.4 million in ransom. Simultaneously, a meat company paid $11 million after hackers shut down plants processing one-fifth of America's meat supply. These attacks target food, electricity, and fuel that millions depend on daily. This technological transformation has elevated new geopolitical players, cyber intelligence agencies, proxy actors conducting state-sponsored campaigns, and technology firms spanning networks, software, and cybersecurity. The power balance is shifting in ways that challenge centuries-old assumptions about sovereignty and security. Technology is reshaping human behavior as profoundly as the agricultural or industrial revolutions. The smartphone has replaced the clock as the device synchronizing human activity, connecting half the world while simultaneously distracting us from deeper engagement. Marshall McLuhan's insight remains powerful. The medium is the message. Beyond content, technology platforms fundamentally alter our nervous systems and perception. The internet's impact spans five dimensions: digital deficits, declining cognitive capabilities, addictions, dopamine-inducing design, divisiveness, algorithm-driven filter bubbles, duress, information overload stress, and dangers, loss of security, privacy, work. Digital addictions are deteriorating our health, fueling depression, loneliness, and suicidal behavior among young people. We're living through the lonely century, disconnected from each other, politics, work, and society itself. People are adapting through digital detoxes, digital Sabbaths, and usage-limiting apps. We need a personal philosophy of technology use, turning to digital technology only when it's truly the most efficient method for achieving our objectives. If Gandhi and Martin Luther King were shaped by reading Tolstoy's War and Peace, what will shape tomorrow's leaders who have endless information but diminished capacity for deep engagement? Technology is fundamentally reshaping global structures, from AI transforming labor markets to social media altering democratic discourse. Nations must develop strategic approaches by building digital economies, integrating technology across sectors, and establishing defensible positions as AI research hubs, semiconductor manufacturers, or cybersecurity leaders. Like previous transformative eras, this one creates winners and losers. Countries harnessing innovation experience unprecedented growth. Those falling behind risk digital colonization. Unlike past transitions, the accelerating pace leaves less time to adapt institutions and values. Technology's impact depends on how we design and use it, requiring careful consideration of ethical frameworks, privacy protections, and democratic values. Today's choices echo through generations. We're at a crossroads where every policy and line of code builds the world our children inherit. The question isn't whether technology will transform everything. It already is. The question is whether we'll shape that transformation consciously or let it shape us. In this great tech game, the ultimate prize isn't dominance. It's preserving our humanity in an increasingly digital world.